This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Our subject today, severe ocean storms.
September is usually the worst month for hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. At least 10 named storms have formed there this year. The hurricane season continues until the end of November. The total number of major storms this year has been above average. There were 3 major hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. The latest hurricane to strike land was called Hurricane Ike. It was a huge storm, stretching out across 1,000 kilometers when it struck the southern coast of the United States last month. Hurricane Ike caused major flooding and destroyed thousands of homes. It also left millions of people without power in Texas. The storm killed at least 30 people in 9 states. The situation was even worse in the nation of Haiti, which has been severely damaged by several storms this year.
About 90 ocean storms form each year around the world. These powerful storms are called hurricanes when they form in the Atlantic Ocean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. They are called typhoons in the Northwestern Pacific and cyclones when they develop in the Indian Ocean. Severe ocean storms in the northern half of the world generally develop in late summer or early autumn near the equator. Storms can result when the air temperature in one area is different from that of another. Warmer air rises and cooler air falls. These movements create a difference in the pressure of the atmosphere. If the pressure changes over a large area, winds start to blow in a huge circle. High-pressure air is pulled toward a low-pressure center.
Severe ocean storms happen less often in the southern hemisphere. There, the season of greatest activity is between December and March. South of the equator, the winds flow in the same direction as the hands on a clock. North of the equator, they flow in the opposite direction.
Storms can get stronger as they move over warm ocean waters. The strongest, fastest winds of a hurricane are found in the eye wall. This is the area that surrounds the center, or eye, of the storm. The eye itself is calm by comparison with light winds and clear skies. Wind speeds in severe ocean storms can reach more than 250 kilometers an hour. Up to 50 centimeters of rain can fall. Some storms have produced more than 150 centimeters of rain. These storms also cause high waves and ocean surges. A surge is a continuous movement of water that may reach 6 meters or more. The water strikes low coastal areas. Surges are commonly responsible for about 90% of all deaths from ocean storms.
Scientists use computer programs to show where a storm might go. The programs combine information such as temperatures, wind speed, atmospheric pressure and the amount of water in the atmosphere. Scientists collect the information with satellites, weather balloons, and devices floating in the world's oceans. They also collect information from ships and passenger flights and from airplanes that fly in and around storms. The crews drop instruments on parachutes to record temperature, pressure, wind speed, and other conditions.
The Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale is a way to rate storms based on wind speed. It provides an idea of the amount of coastal flooding and property damage that might be expected. The scale is divided into five groups. A Category 1 storm has winds of about 120 to 150 kilometers an hour. It can damage trees and lightweight structures. It can also cause flooding. Wind speeds in a Category 2 hurricane can reach close to 180 kilometers an hour. These storms are often powerful enough to break windows or blow a protective covering off a house. Winds between 180 and 250 kilometers an hour represent categories 3 and 4. Anything even more powerful is a Category 5 hurricane.
The major hurricanes that formed in the Atlantic Ocean this year were called Gustav, Hanna, and Ike. How did they get these names? An Australian scientist began to call storms by women's names before the end of the 19th century. During World War II, scientists called storms by the names of their wives or girlfriends. The Weather Service in the United States started to use women's names for storms in 1953. In 1979, it began to use men's names, too. Scientists decide on lists of names years in advance. They agree on them at meetings of the World Meteorological Organization.
Naming storms is part of the job of the National Hurricane Center in Florida. Storms get a name when they reach a wind speed of 62 kilometers an hour, even if they never develop into hurricanes. The first name used in a storm season begins with the letter A, the second with B, and so on. The same list of names is not used again for at least 6 years. And different lists are used for different parts of the world.
3 years ago, Greek letters had to be used for the first time to name storms in the Atlantic. That was the plan, to call storms Alpha, Beta, and so on, if there were ever more than 21 named storms in a season. In fact, there were 28. The 2005 Atlantic hurricane season was the first on record with 15 hurricanes. Four hurricanes reached Category 5 strength, also a first. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it was the first season with four major hurricanes to strike the United States. The most destructive was Katrina. More than 1,800 people were killed along the Gulf of Mexico coast.
Debate continues about the effect of rising temperatures in Earth's atmosphere on hurricanes. A new report says ocean storms are growing in strength and climate might be to blame. Scientists from Florida State University and the University of Wisconsin reported their findings last month in Nature magazine. The scientists say the most powerful ocean storms are becoming more intense. They found that the strongest hurricanes and typhoons have become even stronger over the past 25 years. The lead writer of the report was James Elsner of Florida State University. He says there is a good chance of more Category 4 and 5 hurricanes in the future because ocean temperatures are expected to continue rising.
The scientists studied weather satellite information from 1981 through 2006. During the period, ocean surface temperatures increased by an average of a third of a degree Celsius. The scientists found that this change has fueled the increase in hurricane intensity. They also found that the highest wind speeds of the strongest storms averaged 253 kilometers an hour in 2006. This is an increase from 225 kilometers an hour in 1981. The increases in intensity were greatest in the Atlantic Ocean.
Last year, other scientists found that the number of Atlantic hurricanes increased 100% over the past century. Greg Holland and Peter Webster studied records of major storms in the North Atlantic. Mr. Holland works for the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He says the study provided strong evidence that climate change is a major influence on the increasing number of Atlantic hurricanes.
However, not everyone agrees that climate change is causing more severe ocean storms. Jeffrey Halverson is a hurricane expert at the University of Maryland. He says there is probably a link to climate change, but it has been difficult to find. Christopher Lancey is with the National Hurricane Center. He says he believes climate change has a small influence on hurricanes. He argues that stronger storms are the result of changes in climate and natural weather cycles. But other experts say wind speeds will increase in the strongest storms for the next several years.
This Science in the News was written by Shelley Gollist. Our producer was Brianna Blake. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Bob Doty. Listen again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.